that rocks.
Dude, if I actually tried to dance to this song, I would end up, like, pulling my back up.
You just got to fist pump and jump up and down. That's all you got
to
do.
I don't even think I could. To keep along with the rhythm, dude, I'd die. I'd die trying to dance to this song. It'd be terrible.
There was a club called Zero Gravity in Naperville, Indiana. We used to drive to. We used to listen to Sandstorm on the way. Let's go to the club. It was one of those 18 and below clubs.
Is that how you get yourself amped up for the hot body contest?
That was the place. That was the place. Damn it. I'm leading myself into a bad situation right here.
You didn't want to burn out. Dance with the devil.
Here goes the shirt. Oh boy. He thinks he's hot.
for anyone just joining us. Actually, here, this is for our brothers over in the UK. Because they've just become fans of the show, enjoying the show, and I don't know if they've heard the story of Hunter doing a hot body contest.
Oh,
so just I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version. Many years ago, when Hunter was a young man, he entered a hot body contest and he danced to a song. All right, he took his shirt off and danced seductively to a song called what was
with
it called?
Poopy
Hunter?
Shell on. Yeah. I think it was Dance with the Devil by the Sixth Gate. I don't know why I specifically remember the song, but, you know, good Lord.
Because you know why, Hunter? Because you're hotter than hell.
I didn't even win.
That's the best part of all this. You got second place, didn't you?
He was a good-looking Mexican guy. He was tan and ripped. I had no chance. The bastard. I still have nightmares.
I'm very, very proud of you. I'm very proud of you. It takes a lot of courage. All right, it takes a
the worst part. All right, to our friends over in the UK, the worst part was it was probably 10, maybe even longer than that, years afterwards. I was DJing at a club, and a girl walks up. She requests a song, and then mid-song request, she's like, pauses. She's like, hey, did you do a hot body contest like 10 years ago? I'm like, no. I about dropped to my knees. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm hanging it up. See you guys. Yes, that was me.
So now here's the thing. Either she remembered you because it was really good, or she remembers you because it was really bad.
For me.
It was really bad. Like, that was you, wasn't it? Jesus. You were the guy that took second place, huh? So, yeah. So for anyone who hadn't heard that story, yes, that's it. That's it.
I was young and motivated.
I had
a lot of testosterone going through my body.
I don't want to hear your excuses for that. There's no excuse.
I don't have any.
Anyway, folks, let's keep her moving right now. It's time for your WTF of the day. Really, it should be that story.
What about an embarrassing
WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show?
I'm going to bring up an embarrassing story about you.
I don't have any. All my stories are awesome because I'm amazing. Anyway, as always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up? Katie was there.
Was she there? Yeah. And she gave you one star. One star on that. So a person in Brisbane, Australia, who just moved into a new apartment, got a long letter from their new neighbors last week. And it's because the person proudly posted it on Reddit. I'm thinking that maybe this isn't something that you're out there. Anyway, the note says, quote, "Dear noisy neighbors, your walls are paper thin. We were woken up this morning around 12:30 a.m. with the sounds of body clapping sounding sex with loud moaning and groaning. Please close your windows when you have sex because it's not sexy at all. If it happens again, we will call in for noise control and we'll name and shame your address to the local Facebook group."
Damn.
There are recovering sex and porn addicts living in this apartment next to you who'd appreciate that you keep any nudity and sexcapades private like normal, respectful people do.
How do you feel about this?
Here, two things. One, since I don't believe anything on the internet, I feel like somebody typed this up and was like, I'm going to post this on for internet points. Also, two, folks, there's no, whenever I see or hear about these people, you got those guys and girls that are just like, hey, yeah, Hey, yeah. Hey. And the guy like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's like, what are you doing? Why
are you screaming out the top of your lungs? Are you really getting into it, man? Yeah. You know, people have different, you know, different tastes, bro.
It's funny, too. Actually, this reminds me. We had I wouldn't even call him a buddy. He was on the same floor with me at the dorms in college. Mm-hmm. And he was, I'm pretty sure him and his girlfriend, if I remember correctly, both graduated from high school together, and they both went to the same college together, of course. They had to be together. But they would always have noisy sex.
It's two gorillas in there just wrestling it out.
Here's the funny thing, though, is that no one at the age of 18, 19 years old knows what they're doing. So I never believed for one second that he was straight up Ron Jeremying it up there with his girlfriend in college. Right. Like, it was almost cringeworthy. It was like, really, dude?
Probably up there by himself just making noises to make you guys think that he was getting laid.
You're 19 years old. You're not going for an hour. Shut up, dude. It's, you know? So, yeah, I don't know if I believe
this. Would you broomstick the ceiling? Shut up.
Yeah, really, it's you walk in there and it's them sitting on the bed like banging pots and pans together like, oh, you weren't supposed to see this.
You guys aren't impressing anybody.
No. Anyway, yeah. I never got the screaming bloody murder. It sounds like you're not having a good time. You're not having fun.
Two people working out, or having sex.
These two people doing deadlifts or having sex. They're doing deadlifts or something. Sounds like they're sacrificing a lamb. What the hell? I don't know what's going on in there. All right. That's your WTF of the day. Hiya.